Let me lead you in prayer. God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for every day, God, that you give to us. Every day is full of opportunities. Every day is full of things that we can be joyful about, but every day brings with it challenges as well. We thank you, God, that we don't come to each day in and of ourselves, but we can go into each day with a sense of relationship with you. We can put our confidence in you and our trust in you, and God, we can know that we don't walk through each day alone. God, today we honour the role of fathers. We recognise that it's a role and a responsibility that ultimately is given by you. And so we want to pray that you would guide fathers by your wisdom, fill them with your love. May the fathers here this morning be dependent on you. May they be walking in relationship with you so that they can reflect you and your purposes. God, we pray for those who, for various reasons, either haven't got a father or haven't got a good, a positive relationship with their father, for those whose father may not have reflected your purposes. God, you are a father to the fatherless, and we pray that you would comfort them, that they would find security and love ultimately in you, God. So we remember and acknowledge that today as well. God, we pray for our world, for our country, for our community. We pray for ourselves, our needs, and ultimately we pray for our growth in you, our growth in becoming and reflecting the people that you've called us to be. As we think of our world and our community and our world, our nation and our community, we pray for those who lead across our world, leaders, leaders in our nation, leaders in our local community. We pray for those who lack security because of war and conflict, those who lack security around our world and our country and our community, even because of breakdown in families, breakdown in relationships. God, we pray for them too. Pray for those who lack food and shelter because of poverty. We pray for those who lack when it comes to health, whether it's their physical health or mental health. God, we recognise that these people need lifting up before you as well. Pray for those who lack a sense of friendship and a sense of community, those who are lonely and vulnerable. And we lift them up before you also, God. And for others who lack in other ways that we haven't specifically mentioned, God, we bring them to you as well. We pray, God, for the church camp next weekend and for those who'll be participating in that and a part of that. We pray your blessing upon it, that it'll be a great time of fun and sharing together. A great time of continuing to build relationship one with each other in a greater way as well as with you. And we pray for the ongoing LifeWorks course as it comes to its last couple of weeks, and we pray for your ongoing work in the lives of those who are attending it, that by your Spirit they would come to a greater sense of who you are and all that you've done for them and put their trust in you. God, we think especially of the church, those in the church family who need our ongoing prayers. We pray for Ted Byrne in rehab now, and we just continue to ask for your hand upon him. Lord, you know all about his situation. You know all about his needs. And we thank you that we, as a church family, can continue to lift him up to you in prayer, and Dorothy and the family also. We pray for good progress over this week ahead in his situation. For Meg Raymond as well, we pray for her at at Bethlehem now, and Lord, just surround her with your love and your care, and thank you that you're a good shepherd, God. And we know that we as a church family are praying for her as she adjusts to a different situation there, and things that are in health that is failing for her, We just continue to ask that you would be very aware of your presence and your peace in the midst of all of that. God, we think of others too, but we lift up before you those with ongoing health issues as well. Thank you that you walk with them in the midst of everything that they face and everything that each of us face day by day. So God, we bring these things before you in and through the wonderful name of Jesus. The things we've named before you, the things that are on our hearts as well, each of our hearts and lives that maybe even others aren't aware of. God, thank you that you're aware of them, and we can bring them before you in prayer. We ask these things in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Saviour and our God. Amen. Michelle asked the question, how well do you really know your father? You know, that was a fun exercise, but it's a question that I want to ask all of us this morning for a few moments now, not about our fathers on this earth, but about our Heavenly Father. How well do you really know your Heavenly Father? Because the focus on Father's Day is typically on earthly fathers. And for some, that's an easy and a great focus because of a good relationship that they have with their earthly father. But for others, that's a difficult and a painful focus because they don't have much of a relationship with their earthly father. But I want today, above all else, to shift our focus onto our Heavenly Father and the kind of relationship that you can have or you have with him. Because no matter who we are, or no matter what our life experiences have been, he is someone worth getting to know and getting to know well. Tomorrow night's topic at LifeWorks is actually how can I have a good relationship with God? It looks at this, 8 o'clock over coffee and dessert here in the foyer. But what kind of relationship, I wonder, do you have with your Heavenly Father? We've also thought about gifts to fathers, and that's a big part of Father's Day, and the challenge is in that to get beyond the Bunnings vouchers and the socks to gifts that are really unique and personal and meaningful. Someone thought they'd done this when they got their father a rare talking bird that could speak 5 languages and sing while standing on 1 foot. Cost $10,000. And they thought, whoa, this is the best present I could ever have got. Only when he called his father and said, Dad, how did you like the bird? He said, it was delicious, son. Well, when it comes to our Heavenly Father, though, it is the gifts that he actually gives to us, not what we give to him, that are most significant and special and unique. And above all, it is the gift of himself and who he is. And over this term, we've been working our way through some of the chapters of Matthew, leading up to the verses that Xavier read to us this morning. And a lot of those in those chapters have been speaking about our Heavenly Father. 10 times in Matthew chapter 6 alone, and 53 times through the Gospels. And for people back then, and still today even in many ways, this was a whole new way of thinking about and relating to God. Because up to this point, through the Old Testament, people had little or no concept of God as a personal father. They had many different names for God. They had many different images of God. Jehovah Jireh, God my provider. Jehovah Shalom, God my peace, and so on. But not God my Heavenly Father, who you can get to know and have a personal relationship with. Instead of just being the God of the universe, the creator and the ruler of the universe. And when we too come to understand what kind of a Father God our Heavenly Father really is, and when we get to know him in a personal way, it brings a whole new perspective to life and to love. Because everything that God has for us, and everything that God is for us is wrapped up in who he is as a complete, perfect Heavenly Father, which is often quite different to what people's images of a father might be based on their earthly fathers. Let's take a quick look this morning at a snapshot of our Heavenly Father. To start with, our Heavenly Father is a Father who is capable I've received all kinds of requests from my kids over the years. Dad, could you fix this? Dad, could you help me with this assignment? Dad, could you take me here? And sometimes I'm capable of doing what my children needed. This morning I'm not capable. Roma's not here. She's at a gymnastics competition. I'll go and see her after church today. I can compete in that in an ongoing way. But no, I wasn't capable of getting her there this morning because I was here. And there's things all the time that I'm not capable of doing what my children ask or need. But why? Because I'm limited in my capabilities, as we all are. But God, our Heavenly Father, is unlimited in His capacity. He is unlimited in His capability. He is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. He's able to meet our needs in a way that goes beyond any human father. And that's why Jesus says in verses 7 and 8 of what Xavier read to us this morning, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." And the point Jesus is making here is that there is no problem too big for our Heavenly Father to handle. There is no situation too desperate for our Heavenly Father to be able to turn around. So instead of trying to deal with it ourselves in our own limited ways, bring it to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Ask Him to do what only He can do. All too often we don't do that, though. We try to deal with things ourselves. We haven't come to fully understand the gift of prayer that is ours in a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Prayer is not asking God for things is not a quick fix, because in the original language, what Jesus says here is in the present imperative tense. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. It's not a quick fix, but it's an ongoing bringing of things to God, our Heavenly Father. And it's not simply a wish list with what we might want, but it's coming to Him with a strong sense that He will take care of what He knows are our needs. Our Heavenly Father is a Father who is capable, but He's also, secondly, a Father who's caring. We read on into verses 9 and 10, as Xavier read, "Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" And the key words here is, how much more? Jesus' point is that if earthly fathers like me, And you who are imperfect know how to give good gifts to or care for our children, how much more wonderful in His care and in His goodness is our Heavenly Father, who is perfect and who is complete in all that He is and in all of His ways. And it's the care and the love of this Heavenly Father that gives me and that can give all of us our security in the midst of all that comes our way in life. And that's what Jesus spoke about at the end of Matthew chapter 6 that Pastor Andy touched on a few weeks ago when it came to worry. Our Heavenly Father is a capable Father, but He's a caring Father, but He's also a consistent Father. The book of James says this about in James chapter 1, verse 17, when we read about how our Heavenly Father is described. It says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." You know, sometimes I'm busy when my children need me. Sometimes I change my mind on things. But God, our Heavenly Father, is being described here as someone who does not change like shifting shadows. He's always there for us. He never changes His mind. He is consistent as a person in who He is. And He's consistent in always keeping His promises. And that is an incredible thing. Listen to how it's described in 2 Timothy chapter 2, these verses. "Here is a trustworthy saying," it says. "If we died with Him, we will also live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. If we disown Him, He will disown us. But if..." Now this is the key bit in verse 12. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. And it goes on in the next verse to say, keep reminding God's people of these things. Even when we are unfaithful, even when we are inconsistent in our relationship with this Heavenly Father, he isn't. He is always there. He is always true to his word. He is always near to us. And that's the final snapshot of God, our Heavenly Father, I want to leave you with. He is not only capable, caring, consistent, but he's close. He's not some impersonal father figure. He's not some distant, remote father. He is someone you can get to know closely and have a real and personal relationship with. And the book of Romans uses some language in that, in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, that speaks of this really powerfully and profoundly when it says, the Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. Instead of just coming to this Heavenly Father in fear, you can come to him secure in his love for you. That's what the word Abba was. The word was a word in the original Aramaic language like daddy in English. And it was used by a child only for one person. Only when relating to and speaking with one person. Their father. And God is saying, use that word with me. I am the perfect, the complete father, far more than any earthly father. As I close, I come back to the questions I asked at the start. How well do you really know your Heavenly Father? What kind of a relationship do you have with your Heavenly Father? Even Jesus' first followers, they missed understanding the full significance of the relationship not only between Jesus and his Heavenly Father, but them and their Heavenly Father. And I close with these verses, or we'll wrap up with these verses from John chapter 14, where Jesus said this to his disciples. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you, and these are really profound words Jesus says. And then he goes on to say, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on you do know him and you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Jesus still says to us today, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. God as our Father is all that any of us could ever ask for in a Father and more. The question is, have you come to discover that? Have you responded to his goodness and to his love? I'm going to close with a song, not one that we stand and sing, but one that we simply sit and reflect on and respond to in whatever way you feel you'd like to respond, as the words and images are on the screen. And it's the song, Good, Good Father. It's a beautiful song. It speaks of a beautiful Heavenly Father who invites you into a relationship with him, if you're not already in a relationship with him, who invites you to get to know him more, if you already know him, but don't know him all that well. And so I want to encourage you to today take a next step when it comes to your relationship with your perfect, complete Heavenly Father. I'll be available to pray with anyone afterwards if they'd like some prayer. As will others, but For now, we're just going to watch this to wrap up, and then I will close with a brief prayer. Pray. God, thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that you've shown of yourself to us, that you haven't remained hidden from us, but that you have shown who you are and what you're like to us. Help us to discover, come to discover that, each one of us, for ourselves in a real and personal way, and to find you to be complete and perfect, the complete and perfect Heavenly Father that you are. So God, I pray for each of us as we go into the rest of this day and into this week ahead, that we would continue to take those next steps of what it means to be in relationship with you, to have a real security in you, and to know that we are loved by you, and to respond to that. In your name we pray these things. Amen. God bless you, and have a